All right, Aaron Plessinger. Hey, great first moto, man. Really good. Especially coming back from, you know, injury. Like, outdoors is gnarly. And so let's talk first moto first. Like, did you surprise yourself with that?
I didn't really surprise myself. I wouldn't say, but I did. I was pumped that I was up there.
Yeah.
You know, I was really pumped, and I've been riding really, really good and in Florida, and it's,
I just took it like missing racing, missing the intensity,
all that. Yeah, yeah. So like I rode tight. Yeah. Like I rode tight. When Hunter got around me, I was like, damn, I need to loosen up. I need to breathe. I need to do something because I was definitely tight. And then, I felt like I rode good in the first part, and then I kind of stalled out in the middle, and then at the end I got going again. But definitely the gate drop itself, it was like, oh shit, we're back racing. But no, I was pumped with the way I rode, and that's how I've been riding at home, and that's how my bike's been working at home, and I was just at ease, you know. I was jumping stuff and just kind of flowing.
And then contrast to the second moto where you were not at ease, right? And then when you get up like that, you caused the crash, you said, in the first mm-hmm. turn, and then you get up like that, and now you're trying to pass dudes, now you're holding your breath, now you're going all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, man, I was okay until about three laps to go, and then like the soreness started setting in, and I was like, damn, like throw the checkered flag, just cut it short. But overall, I mean, I think I worked my way up to 12th or something like that, and 7th overall. So it wasn't horrible, you know. Like I could have made it go way worse if I just, you know, pulled it in and said, oh well. But just stayed out there and actually passed Harlan. You know, he made it easy.
But, apparently, he was the easiest guy to pass out there. That's what I heard. Hey, what do you think about this place? Where are you at on this track in general? Like, I love it, hate it. Where are you at?
I don't know. I mean, it's a love-hate relationship. I've had very big get-offs here, but I've also gotten really good results here. Yeah. Like, my first 450 outdoor podium was here, 21. So, that was cool. And just, I don't know, they prep it so different. I mean, it's like Glen Helen, you know? They prep it so different for the national that it's sick for the national. And then you come here during the week and it's, you know, hard pack, rocky, and this and that, but also I've spent so many days here, like in 16, 17, 18, and like 18 I lived.
True, sure, you guys were out here. That, yeah, Star Guys, everybody,
full time, and dude, I had 40 motos in 2018. I had 40 motos done before the season even started, and I want to say 35 of them were here, and then 5 of them were at Glen Helen. But yeah, it's all right. I like this place.
Well, yeah, great first moto. So keep that up, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.